Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Bosch Rexroth Tech Podcast. My name is Robert Weber, and my guest today is Amina Goyak from Cognibotics in Sweden. Amina, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, and today we want to talk a little bit about robotics, and then we want to talk about a new programming language. But before we do that, please introduce yourself briefly to the listeners.
Yes, so I work at Cognibotics, and I'm a development engineer and a teacher for our new programming language, Juliet, and our new runtime, Romeo.
And you studied in Lund, right? University of Lund.
Yes.
So you have a really technical background.
Yes, I studied biomedical engineering at Lund University and went straight to Cognibotics after finishing my studies.
Okay. Can you please explain us a bit, what is Cognibotics doing? Is it a robot company? Is it a software company? Maybe you can share some details on Cognibotics.
Yes, so Cognibotics is a robot company that does a lot of software. We are a combination. The name Cognibotics is from cognitive robotics, and we're trying to work on solutions that make the semantic gap between human intentions and what robots actually do smaller.
Okay, and you are a spin-off of the University of Lund, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Cognibotics was founded, I think, 13 years ago, and you started with robots, or am I wrong?
We started with calibration for robots.
Okay.
So we started making solutions to make robots more precise, meaning that the perception position that a robot has actually matches with reality. And we did that without extra sensors. That was the new idea back then.
And then you also developed an app for the Control X platform, right? So it's the app against vibration in the robot. Can you share a little bit about the CAPE app?
Yes, so with the knowledge, like the algorithm experts that we had for calibration, we also started doing online compensation for robots so that they are not vibrating, because some robots are not designed to make very small, rapid movements. And with this CAPE compensation, you're able to dampen these vibrations, and that's also done without any extra sensors. So for that, you can use the CAPE, which stands for Cognibotics Algorithm for Performance Enhancement, and you would perform excitation tests on the robot to collect some data, which is then being sent for parameter identification, and the resulting model can be used as a filter to eliminate these vibrations in the robot.
Why do we need a new programming language like Juliet and a new runtime like Romeo for the robot?
So what we are trying to do is to modernize robotics and to bring IT and OT closer together. So what you can currently do when you're programming robots in the industry is that every manufacturer has their own language, and most of these languages are several decades old, which means that the functionality of these languages is saturated, and you lack modern tools such as, for example, automated code testing. But these languages have the advantage that the manufacturers know
exactly. Very robust, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They know exactly what's important when you're supposed to program physical motions. And then on the other hand, you have newcomers that are trying to program robots with C++ or Python, for example, but they almost always fail because these languages weren't designed originally to program physical movements, and it cannot guarantee safety or predictability or even real-time capability at all times.
Mm-hmm. So only to understand, you started the company with the robot stuff, right? So you have a lot of robots and you are selling robots for in the intralogistics industry. And then something happened. Then you realized, oh, we need to change something when it comes to programming language. Can you share a bit of history, the moment when the idea came, okay, we need to do something when it comes to programming languages?
So I think that this idea has been in Cognibotics people's mind for very long. And one of them is Klaus Nilsson, who's one of the founders.
Mm-hmm. Very famous founder, yeah.
Yes, and he's been thinking about this topic for at least 20 years, I would say perhaps even more. But there has been work done on this topic at Lund University way back, but it wasn't industrialized. And then in 2017, Cognibotics met the company Eston Automation.
Oh, the Chinese, okay.
Yes, so Eston Automation is the leading manufacturer and supplier of industrial robots in China, and they are also active in Europe since 2 years ago. And they wanted to have a new language, and they wanted this language to be next generation, and Cognibotics and Eston had similar ideas on what it should look like, and that's how it all started.
So they're already using Juliet and Romeo, the Eston guys.
Yes.
Okay.
In China, they are selling the robots with Juliet and Romeo.
Can you please share a bit what is so special when it comes to Juliet? What are the strengths of Juliet?
I would say it's definitely the expressiveness compared to other languages that are for robot programming, because it's a newer language. It uses modern paradigms. There are, of course, for example, Juliet is just a textual language, meaning that you can use modern tools such as, well, it's not actually that modern anymore, but in the robotics world, modern, Git, and you can unit test your code, set up pipelines in, for example, GitLab or Codeberg to be able to automatically test your code.
Mm-hmm. And can you explain which role does Romeo play in this as the runtime of Juliet?
Yes, so Romeo is responsible for a couple of things, mainly to actually run the program. So Juliet is compiled to a format that we call bytecode. And then this bytecode is read by Romeo, and it will execute the code and make sure that tasks with high priority are also running real time.
It's real time. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a must in the robotics world.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And Romeo is also responsible for being able to have a tight coupling to interactivity with the language. And by that, I mean things such as setting breakpoints, like basic things, but also being able to do inline code updates in your program without having to restart it, or the ability to run motions backwards.
Okay, and it's running on the PLC, right? On the PLC of the robot, or am I wrong?
It's running on the target system of the robot.
Okay, and as a user, I want to add maybe a vision application, or I want to add something when it comes to machine learning. I have some GitHub stuff, and I have some ideas on open source frameworks I want to add, and these are written in Python. Is it possible to add this to Juliet and Romeo?
It's possible to interact with Python code, with Juliet, to send result, that is. But then if you're using other libraries that are written in C or C++, it's actually possible to call those natively from Juliet, because there's an interface to C and C++.
Okay. And what is the strategy behind Juliet and Romeo? Is it an open source project, or is it based on licensing? So can you share a bit, what is the business model behind that?
So the business model is, it's not an open source project. What we provide is, if you want to run Juliet code on an actual target system, then you have to buy a license. But if you want to just try the language, for example, learn the language, then you're not obligated to buy any licenses.
And there are a lot of Coursera courses, right? So where you can learn the language.
So currently there's one Coursera course where you can learn the language. Yes, it's called the Juliet Language for Motion Programming.
Okay. And can you share a bit, what is the feedback in the market? So what do you hear? Do the people say, oh yeah, we really need this? Or are they a little bit afraid of learning something new? So can you share, is it really industrial grade, or is it only a mixture of Python and something else? Can you share a little bit the feedback?
So the feedback is that it's definitely industrial grade. And the reason for that is because, one of the designers of the language is Eston Automation, and they are an industrial company selling to real customers, and they know what is needed to be able to do that. So it's not just another Python wrapper that lacks real time or safety or anything like this.
Okay. So it's really an industrial grade approach when it comes to robots.
Yes.
Okay. But who is your target customer? Machine builders, robotics companies, or because maybe they're very skeptical to change their language. So who is your target customer?
I would say actually that all of those are our target customers, but for a little bit different reasons. So the machine builders and integrators, for example, they like the fact that they would be a language that can be used for their applications. But then for other robotics companies, one of the features of having a runtime is that we are able to coexist with other languages. And what I mean by that is that Juliet is just a compiled language that follows a rules of a bytecode specification. So this means that other robot programming languages that would be interested in using Romeo and starting to code with Juliet from today on, they could write a compiler so that all of their legacy code could still be running.
So it's a new layer.
Yeah, it would be a new layer. Yes, exactly.
But we don't want additional layers in the industrial setting, or am I wrong?
It depends. So you would get a lot of benefits by having a new language. And if you just write this compiler, you could get essentially this language for free instead of having to rewrite an entire new programming language, because that's going to be difficult.
How difficult is it to bring a new language to the market? Because normally it's an open source project and you have a lot of contributors in this and you have a lot of promotion in GitHub and etc. So how difficult is it sometimes to bring it on the market?
It's difficult, and definitely more difficult in the industrial world compared to the software world. Mm-hmm. But we're trying by setting up a foundation for Juliet and Romeo so that we can grow the ecosystem.
Okay. And you're working closely together with the Control-X guys. How important is Control-X for Juliet and Romeo?
It's very important, especially since currently in Europe, that's the only place that you can industrially try Juliet and Romeo, because they are available as an app. So I see Control-X as a platform that provides freedom in hardware, and I would say that Juliet and Romeo do the same thing, just on the software side.
Mm-hmm. What is on your agenda when it comes to new ideas, new technical ideas when it comes to Romeo and Juliet?
Currently, we are developing another module for the online course I mentioned.
Okay.
And this theme for the course would be AI. So that's a hot topic today.
That's a hot topic, and that's a difficult one too, because AI and robotics is not so easy as some of the people think, because robotics is a difficult domain for the whole AI community, I think so.
Yeah, definitely. That's why we're trying to cover the topic in a way which is industrial, not just for example, humanoids.
And exactly. And do you plan to release AI models based on Juliet, or what is the idea there?
That would not be the idea.
Okay. So more how to integrate these new models into your language, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this Coursera course, I want to understand a little bit more about the course. Is it a traditional course I learn to code, or can you share some insights of the course?
Yes, it's where you learn to code and you are interacting with the code. So the setup is like most Coursera courses, you have video lectures, but then after each lesson, typically you would have like an exercise with Juliet and Romeo. But the interesting thing is that even if you don't want to finish the course, if you're interested in trying Juliet, all you need is just to open one of these exercises. And then you will, in the browser, get a VS Code view where you could start coding and testing the language.
Okay. And Amina, to be honest, how difficult is it to learn?
It's not difficult to learn because
Juliet, you are a developer, you know how to...
Yes. And if you find it difficult, you can go check out the course.
Okay.
Now, But it's inspired by Julia, which is a high-level programming language, which a lot of the times when I ask people if they know what it is, they don't. But it looks a lot like Python. So it's pretty easy to learn. But then, of course, there are some structures or paradigms that are a bit more complex, such as, for example, metaprogramming. But yeah, as mentioned, all of these topics are covered also in the course.
Mm-hmm. So, and what is on your business agenda? So we talked about the technical agenda, but when it comes to business, what is on your agenda for the next coming months with Cognibotics and Juliet and Romeo?
So the goal is to be available on as many platforms as possible and also work on this ecosystem foundation. So that, the goal would be to actually establish Juliet as a new standard in robot programming.
We keep our fingers crossed for you and your team. And it's a good approach. It's interesting approach. It's from Europe. That's also, I think, important that there's a European solution. We keep our fingers crossed. Thanks a lot, Amina. It was a pleasure to talk to you about Romeo and Juliet. All the best and greetings to Sweden.
Thank you.